Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jack.
Hi, Jack, where are you?
I'm in Stoke.
All right, okay, how can I help?
I just ring in to talk about the fall in love with that Eiffel Tower thing on TV last night.
Oh, yeah. So you watched it on our recommendation, did you?
Yeah, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
And, yeah, I'm getting a lot of emails about this and loads of texts from people going, oh, God, you've done it again. You made us watch it last week and you made us watch it this week. And it's, some people are saying funny, some people are saying really very disturbing.
Yeah, it was really disturbing, but absolutely hilarious.
This is the lady that's in love and is married to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, married one married the Eiffel Tower and one married the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
And then another one was in love with the fairground ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that was in love with the fairground ride was the funniest one. She was nuts, but yep. it was so funny. I couldn't help but absolutely fall about when she it turned round and said, Amy is also in love with a small banister.
I just like the voiceover as well. Amy is also in love with a small banister. Pretty good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Love you.
All right, love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Andy's been on. I like this email. You can't go wrong with a classic, Scott, if you're thinking of doing a stunt for You've Been Framed. Make, buy a cake, walk along holding it, trip, facing the cake, tape to You've Been Framed, £250, done. Thanks very much, Andy. Yeah, the cake one is also good. A lot of cakes.
I like that one.
I like that a lot. Now, you can see something on my pages at the moment at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just click on Einstein.
I never thought you'd say that.
Everything will become clear. Now, a while ago on the show, we were talking about a dating site which only good-looking people could join. And you had to apply by sending in a photo of yourself, obviously looking as good as you possibly can. And if the other members thought you were hot enough, then they let you join their exclusive fit club so you can date other hot people. Now, we did send in a photo of Chappers, and we got an email back about a week later going, I'm sorry, this time your application has not been successful, so he didn't get on. So he can't date any hot
Aww.
People. Just as well, because he is married.
He's married, yeah.
Right, we found another one. This time, it's a dating site for really clever people. Now, I'm intrigued as to what kind of the people are on these websites, right? Because we've tried to get on. Because to be able to get on, you have to be obviously clever.
You have to do an IQ test.
Yeah.
18 questions.
Now, we've been around the whole of Radio 1 today, pretty much, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Even Matt from the Chris Moyle Show did it, and he's well brainy.
Yeah, he's a proper geek.
Our boss is doing it as we speak. He's not passed.
Right. None of us have been able to do it.
What does that say about us?
We can't see what it's like to boff a boffin. I'd like to boff a boffin, would you?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to have the choice of boffing a boffin. I'm annoyed. Yeah. I think it's...
We can't.
Yeah.
We can't get on it. We can't pass the IQ test because we're all dumb.
So we need somebody to, you know, go on and tell us what all these intelligent people are alike.
We want to know what this dating site's like, but it's shutting us out. It's not clever enough.
So, it is really hard, though.
Yeah.
Really hard. I'm not just saying that.
So if there are any boffins listening now, somehow doubt it, but if you could, do the IQ test and let us know what the website is like, that would be amazing. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's on my pages now. Just simply click on Einstein.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Loads of people are going, well, why don't you write all the questions down, then go on the internet, find out the actual answers, and then try again for this test. Claire in Nottingham says that, stuck in traffic. No,
it's
you can't.
It's not that easy. There's all the questions are symbols, and you only get a minute to answer each one, so...
Yeah, loads of symbols, and you have to say what the missing one is, and so you can't Google them.
No,
so we cannot get on the dating website for really clever people.
John in Harwich says he can't even get on the site. Does
That'd be Harwich.
Does that mean he's too thick? I'm thick.
Thicko.
Does that mean he's too thick to even take the test?
Yeah.
I think we're MFEO, me and John.
Yeah. Carl from Arbroath's been on. Damn, I failed. I really wanted to bag off a chick with glasses.
What do clever people look like?
I don't know.
And what do they
do? We'll never find
dates?
Out, will we?
What do they do on dates? IQ tests?
Maybe. I just don't know. If anyone is listening now and is really clever, please do the IQ test. We want to know what these people look like. Send us some pictures from the site.
I think I should go on a date with one and do Sudoku. think that's what they do.
Well, the hours of flyby. Radio 1 podcasts. Right, we blatantly need to get on You've Been Framed. Now, we've done some crazy, wacky stunts already to try and get the 250 quid. And you can see them right now. They're online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Okay? Gonna love them. There's a few classics in there you might have seen before, but we put our own little twist on them. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the Scott Mills pages. Now, we're going for the old cake trick, okay, this time. Anna off the news is here.
Hello, I heard there was cake, so
yeah, cake.
It would be rude not to come down and see it.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Are we filming this now, Becky?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right, I'm going to... Well, let's all pretend it's my birthday, okay? Right, so we're all going to sing happy birthday to me. I'm going to obviously receive the cake from you, Anna, and then I'll enjoy the cake.
Sounds good.
Okay, right, ready?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'll come around there, hang on. Right. Okay, now you all start singing happy birthday to me around about now and film it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear Scott.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Got me a cake.
It's a beautiful cake. It's got lots of chocolate, lots of lovely whipped cream on the top. Oh, careful with the cake. Oh. No. I never knew cream could squirt so fast.
Oh my word.
The money is definitely ours after that. Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Oh god, I'm so covered in cream. The video for that will be online soonish.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. We're in the next 20 minutes.
Wicked. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I think, well, seriously, we've got to get on with that one.
That was brilliant, that one.
That was really good.
It was really real.
Come on, Harry. Give us the cash. Do you think he actually goes through the tapes himself every week?
Yeah.
I just imagine that Harry Hill sits there like, with a big collar on, just looking through all the DVDs.
Well, now TV burps off, he hasn't got to look through all them, has he?
No. I reckon he does, himself. Come on, Harry, give us the money. That was a good one. Also online at the moment, me having a terrible accident involving the Mambo Twister, my new favourite exercise machine. Also, me accidentally being hit by a football. And also, I can't believe that someone was filming at the time, but me and Becky just bumped into each other whilst I was holding a glass of water earlier.
That was
with
quite unfortunate.
Hilarious consequences. They're all online now. See what you think of our YBF auditions. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The cake one, which is amazing, will be up soon.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So today, you remember we had our act off and I won, and I went to be a policeman at Sun Hill in the bill today.
Although you'd promoted yourself after 5 minutes of being there, you're like, how do I look? Sergeant Mills is ready for action.
Was that, not right?
Well, no, you were just a normal policeman.
Yeah. Probably put myself through the ranks there. Yeah. I'm a sergeant already. I've been here 5 minutes. But they were lovely. The place is just really odd.
It's brilliant because you turn up on this trading estate in South London and all of a sudden there's Sun Hill.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
The whole building is Sun Hill.
Yeah.
You go up, like, I tried to find the loo at one point. Ended up in a hospital. Really weird.
I was worried that I might have been using set toilets rather than normal toilets.
But they didn't go anywhere.
Because it was, yeah, because it was the hospital. And I thought, oh no, it's going to be another showroom incident.
Not again.
No.
Didn't you do that the other night?
Oh, that's a long story. Can I just clarify, that was in somebody's house as opposed to in a showroom? I've never, ever been to the toilet in B&Q or anywhere else that sells bathrooms.
No one has ever been to the loo in a bathroom showroom, surely. Or need to go. Oh, there's a toilet. Well, I know I'm in home base. However, get the paper out. Copy of the Daily Star. People don't do that. Anyway, yeah, you can see the pictures of our day at the bill online right now. What was your highlight?
My highlight was a particular catchphrase from Roberta Taylor. I can't remember the name of her character in the bill, but she used to play Irene in EastEnders.
Yeah.
And she had one line which she had to say about 30 times.
And every time she said it, and there was deadly silence because it's a very serious scene, we were like... And then, could all the background actors and audience be quiet, please?
Every time they said background actors, that was a generic term for Scott Mills.
Yeah.
I think they didn't know who you were.
But every... I had to go and sit, I had to get a cup of tea, didn't I, from the canteen and then go and sit down. But every time I went to sit down, my chair was like, okay, and let's do that again.
And you got told, you know, you have to make, as a background actor, you have to make, like, look like you're having a conversation. Mm. You got told off for actually whispering, you should just move your mouth.
It's really hard to do that. Well, you're not actually saying anything, so I was like, how are you? You're all right. And like, quiet, the background actors, once again, be quiet, please, i.e. me. Anyway, what was our favourite word from... Robbie, Roberta.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, then. Toodly pip. She actually had to say toodly pip.
It wasn't now, even toodle pip, was it?
No. Now, what kind of police officer says toodly pip? In fact, what kind of person ever says toodly pip?
I think we've just done the biggest spoiler ever to hit Sun Hill.
Oh, no.
Oh, you idiot.
You've given away the toodly pip ending. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. I can't believe so many people have done this. I cannot believe it. 517, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
I'm Adele.
Hi, what are you saying?
Basically, I had a poo in a toilet in a showroom when I was little.
How little?
About four.
When you were four? What showroom was it?
I think it was B&Q or something like that. I can't really remember. I just remember my parents telling me.
Oh, no. So you had a full-on poo in the showroom?
Yeah. It was quite embarrassing.
I love that. What happened? Oh, obviously, you went to... I mean, as a result of the offending item.
Basically, someone in the shop found it, and they had... They had to put one of those things, announcements on, the the microphones.
Saying?
They were like, could the person who has taken a poo in one of the toilets please come to the front desk?
Ever gonna go? Oh, it was me! It was me!
I told my mum and she had to go tell the people at the front desk and we had to apologise to the manager.
Oh, no.
You're better than a lot of people on the text who just put the lid down and made a really quick exit. I admire your honesty.
No, it's fair enough. But I can't believe how many... Like, something random we just say like that, everyone's like, yeah, I've done that. Home base, 1998, I've done it.
I feel left out now.
I do a bit. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Yeah, I'm Hannah.
Hi, Hannah, where are you?
I'm in Devon.
Oh, that's nice. How can I help? Yeah.
I did it once. I was two, and my mum was going around doing some shopping. She said she turned around, and I was just getting potty trained, so I just sat in the toilet and went for a wee. And she just made me pull my pants up and run out.
Yeah, I see. I like the quick exit. I like it. Right, pull it down and get out.
Yeah.
You were two. Like, you're not supposed to know that it's not hooked up to anything, are you?
I know, I was potty training. I was doing good.
Well done, in fact.
Thank you.
Love you, Hannah. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And now, it's time for our pointless survey of the day. Today's question, we've been out on the streets asking people, what compliments can girls say to wow a man? Now, you know they have like articles in magazines like Men's Health all the time. And they've always got questions like this in, right? Okay. Now, I wasn't sure that their article, which I've got here, compliments that wow a man, was entirely correct. So I thought that's why we should go onto the streets of Great Britain, sorry, Radio 1, and ask some people. What would you say if you saw someone, let's say somebody in the office or, you know, on the street that you liked, what would you say?
I'm rubbish at chatting people up. I don't know. You smell nice.
You smell nice.
You look nice.
Okay.
Nice is rubbish though, isn't it?
Nice.
That's probably why I don't get much.
No.
Oh, and I've got a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Nice is always, no, I don't like that.
Lovely?
No.
Good?
No. I'll tell you what they like. This.
So, yeah, like, physically toned, that's just enough.
That's enough?
You are physically toned.
You just go up to him and go, hi, physically toned.
So, yeah, like, physically toned.
That's all he wants. Hi, physically toned. Oh, good morning.
I'm going to try that on someone upstairs.
Yeah, people make notes of this, okay? Another one?
So you've got lovely eyes and also about your dress sense, the way you dress. I think that's massively important.
You've got lovely eyes and your dress sense is good.
He's not asking for much, is he?
They love that. No, he's not, is he?
Get that's kind of like you look nice.
Get him.
I just like them to say your clothes are nice, your shoes are nice. I don't care about personality.
Don't care about
not fickle at all, though.
No, doesn't sound like people compliment me much on his personality, does it? Nice clothes, nice shoes. Personality, nah, not bothered. See, this isn't tallying what we've asked out on the street with this article at all, okay? If you're a bloke and you're listening, right, okay, Becky, can you say this for me, please? See if it's doing it for you, all right? According to the article, what you should say is, compliments that wow a man. Your arms are definitely looking bigger. Say that now.
Your arms are definitely looking bigger.
Yeah. They love that.
Did it work for you then?
No.
No.
They love it. Also, there is one on here that that does tally up. Ha 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 ha. Laugh at their jokes.
Okay.
This lady agrees.
Oh, you're so funny. I love your hair. Have to laugh at their jokes. Oh, he's so funny.
Now, I quite like it how she even demonstrates how she does it.
Oh, you're so funny. I love your hair. Have to laugh at their jokes. Oh, he's so funny.
Oh, God.
Tell me a joke, then. You don't know any jokes,
I don't know
do
any jokes, no.
I don't know.
That's rubbish. okay, next one. From their article.
Yeah.
They love it. Wow. Just that.
That's it?
Wow. About when are you supposed to say that?
About what?
I don't know. So, hello? Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, another one from their survey. You the man. Do men really want to hear? Hello, you the man. Try it now.
You the man?
No, you the man.
You the man.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
It's like, hi, how are you? You the man.
Here's another thing they like.
If I was in a club, I'd probably want a girl to come up to me and say that I was quite good looking. That'd be a good compliment for me.
Quite good looking, not good looking, just quite good looking. Yeah, you're quite good looking.
Quite?
If a girl was to come up to me, if she just said, you look fit, I'll be done for that.
That's not the best. You look fit. Try it.
You look fit.
No.
None of these are working on you, are they?
Yeah, I've got a nice personality, or she likes my smile, or I make her laugh.
No, 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 no. Nice personality, got a nice smile, make her laugh. They're all actual other words for ugly.
Yeah, fat.
Actually.
Yeah, I've got a nice personality, or she likes my smile, or I make her laugh.
You're a minger.
Yeah.
So, try another one. I would do.
Oh.
It's all gone wrong again.
You the man.
Yeah, you just keep doing. If you could just do wow and you the man, you the until man I fix this.
You the man. You really are the man. Has the equipment gone wonk on?
Yeah, it's all gone wrong.
On the wonk.
Okay, it's gone the wonk again. Right, more from our pointless survey in a moment. First of all, can I go back to the list that they say? Right, okay. Try this. Meow.
This is... I've had to meow for you before.
Right, that's on there.
Yep.
Okay. Don't you meow.
No, I don't meow.
Okay.
Don't get that out.
Okay.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah, please.
Meow.
No, I don't like that. Here's a good one. Impressive. When are you supposed to say
I
that?
I think you've already got them by that point.
I think you have.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Have we done this pointless survey before?
Yeah,
because a couple of people are saying you've done this before.
Yeah.
When?
Well, I think you've definitely got me to call... Yeah, because I've had to say somebody's arms are big before. Because you made me phone Comedy Dave, and he was with his wife on a windy cliff, and I had to sit here and say his arms were really big.
God, yeah. Because I remember the windy cliff bit.
Yeah.
I don't
and
really
then I
remember.
Had to phone
I can't remember what you had to ask him.
Yeah, and then I had to phone Westwood and just say, wow. And he's like, well, baby, well.
Oh, God, we have done that. I don't remember this at all.
I can't think why else you would have got me to meow.
That's true. When do we do this?
I don't know. A couple of years ago.
Oh, rubbish.
But you can get my meow as a download.
All right. Yes. So we really have done that. We really have done this before. How did I not remember that? I've done this whole thing before.
Maybe this could be tomorrow's pointless survey of the day.
What have you done before that you don't remember on Radio 1? Brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I feel I've really let myself down. Dom in Hartlepool says, two reasons you can't remember about the pointless survey, Pinot and Grigio. You can't blame it on the wine. I totally don't remember. Thank God it's a pointless survey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to have wasted your time. Some people can't remember it at all, though, like John in Belfast. Well, he can't remember what he did yesterday.
Well, maybe he can't, you know. Maybe.
And some people are going, I've never, ever heard this before. Well, thank you very much. And we've got some new listeners since we probably did it last time, so they would never have heard it before.
Maybe Hello? They have, they just can't remember.
Radio Hi. 1. Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott, Lauren.
Hi, you right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Oh, good.
On a podcast.
On what?
A podcast.
You've got it on a podcast?
Yeah.
Exactly the same pointless survey?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, big arms.
Oh, good. Brilliant. Now, all I can remember is Comedy Dave on a windy cliff. I remember that bit. I don't remember anything about big arms, but I do remember the meow. So, if you've got it on a podcast, I can't really say that I haven't done it, can I? Anyway, I love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Earlier today, I had a little part in The Bill, because we had an act-off, and I was the better actor, as decided by Barry Checkle. Between me and Chappers. So we went down to Sun Hill, didn't we?
Yeah.
Earlier. It was good. Amazing. And I didn't think that I was going to have any kind of speaking part. And I ended up actually speaking to a policeman and everything.
And what he
they
was...
They won't use it, obviously. That would be binned.
He was telling you he'd been in another film, hadn't he?
Yeah, he'd been in a film with Renee Zellweger.
He couldn't remember which one, though.
He couldn't remember what it was called.
Too famous.
He was like, there's this one where she's on a treadmill. 29 takes it took her, darling.
So what did you say?
Is it Bridget Jones? How would he not remember that? If you're in Bridget Jones, you'd remember, right? What was that one where she drinks wine and does it all by myself? Which one's that? Yeah, so...
Was it Hugh Grant?
Huh?
Were you acting with Hugh Grant?
It wasn't Hugh Grant, no. Stupid. You were there.
Did you
see Hugh Grant in the building? I don't think so. You saw Irene off EastEnders.
I did, yeah. She was good.
Yeah. She's not Irene in EastEnders anymore. She's someone else.
What were your words? What did you do? Act a bit out.
Well, it was difficult because we didn't really know what to say to each other. So I said, oh, will you just start and I'll just make something up. No, okay. I don't know. And he goes, oh, I was supposed to play five-a-side football last night, but they made me work late. And I went, I've been working earlys for 3 days now. Yeah, and that was it.
So not only did they suddenly give you a speaking part, they also let you decide your own lines?
Yeah, between me and Hugh Grant, the other actor. Yeah.
Are you sure they were actually recording at this point?
I don't think they were.
Just humouring
I think
you?
They were humouring me. They were like, and action.
Do you know
Obviously,
what?
Obviously, we won't use this ever.
I did wonder, when you walked across from one side of the canteen to the other, why the camera was pointing towards the other way.
Yeah, I'm not really going to be on, am I?
No.
It was not nowhere near me, was it?
No, not unless it was a massively wide-angle lens.
And I quite liked it that I was going to be in one more scene, do you remember? And they were like, yeah, okay, if you could just walk over to the counter, collect the tray, and then walk back over to your seat... Obviously not making too much noise with the chair, which I did every time. And then the director comes up to me and goes, yeah, Scott, we have decided. And I'm like, look, just tell me. Just tell me that I've been axed from this scene. He was trying to be all diplomatic about it. Right. We've decided that obviously we're going to shoot this from a different direction now. And that means that obviously, I was like, you don't need me. That's right, yeah. All right, thanks very much. Just say it, it's fine.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.